5 degrees. It's News Day Tuesday, August 29th, and our talk around continues. And as promised, said I was going to talk with Sandy Teeley. I didn't quite know because, Sandy, you do so many different things. But we're talking food pantry today.
We are talking food pantry.
Well, you got some good news. You got some big stuff coming up here. I'll just let you take it. What's going on with the food pantry?
Thank you, Bill. Well, the food pantry, last spring we were here to visit you, Bill, and we said we were going to have our open house on June 5th.
Right.
Well, we kind of missed that date. We had a few snafus come up, but now we are ready to set the date for September 24th. That's a Sunday. It's the open house, grand opening, and it's from 1 to 3. And it's going to be a fun afternoon, so we invite everybody to come and join us. It's going to be a great Sunday afternoon adventure, and we would like you to come and see our new addition. The new addition entails the grocery area, the backpack area, and the coordinator's office. See where we operated out of before,
mm-hmm.
and see the difference that's transpired. The old area is now our warehouse. And it's hard to believe that we once operated out of there with everything that we could, our grocery area and the warehouse and everything else. But we invite you to come out and have one of the board members give you a tour of the site and show you how fantastic it is. Then stop in the backpack area, get yourself a wonderful ice cream float, and visit with the volunteers. Let them tell you what they think of the pantry and what the pantry does for our community. And then let us show you how great everything turned out and what all those wonderful donations everyone gave has accomplished. At the open house, we will also have our mobile unit available to visit and tour. The mobile unit is designed to go out into our rural communities and provide foods to those with limited or no mode of transportation to come to the pantry when it's open. We are servicing 4 towns at this time, Rossay, Campbell, Lidgerwood, and Fairmont. And there is such a big need for it. We're excited to show everyone what we have been working so hard for the last couple years. It's bright, it's cheerful, and it serves its purpose so well. We've been open for a few weeks now, and just to test run everything,
sure,
and get out some of the kinks, and we're really accomplishing a lot. It's working quite well. Okay, these are just a few items on our budget. But our budget did not allow that we would be able to accomplish everything. There's a few things that are still missing. So we have a wish list that we're putting together. We'll have that available also at that time at the open house. And if some people prefer to give towards a particular item,
yeah,
then just in general.
Okay.
That would make it available to them to pick an item if they'd like to.
Fantastic. Sandy, are you excited about this? You seem to be awfully cranked up. I would imagine everybody
you
out there.
You have no idea how excited we all are. We have smiles on our faces now.
Well, this is a true celebration because this has been a long time in coming, and you guys have worked tirelessly to get this thing to be a real deal.
It has been a long, long haul. The community has supported it so well, so that's really been an encouragement for us.
Right.
You know, we can keep on going because they support it. And anybody who has had anything to do with the pantry knows full well how much it means. And a lot of people have never even been to the pantry.
Right.
Been to the pantry, but they're so willing to give anyway because they know the cause is real.
Right. Are you amazed and kind of shocked at how much need there is out there still?
Yes. You know, in June, we serviced over 900 clients.
Wow.
Just in 1 month. And I we're amazed. And it continues to grow on us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're continually needing to help more and more people.
Right.
And so we still have a big need for foods that people can donate or donate dollars towards the foods that we need to purchase. It's gotten so much more expensive and so much more difficult to come by.
Right.
So, yeah, we're constantly struggling with that.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I tell you what, how lucky are we as a community to have a resource like this, though, really, when you think about it?
Yes, yeah.
Good stuff.
And, yep, it's had a long history. It's been here a long, long time and just continues to evolve. So that's wonderful.
Fantastic. Sandy, one more time, the open house, give us that date.
Yes, September 24th. It's a Sunday from 1 to 3.
Okay. Promise me you'll come back in between now and then and we can talk about this some more. I think everybody in the world needs to hear about this. All right?
I would love to.
All right. Sandy Teeley talking Food Pantry today. Sandy, thanks so much for stopping by. It's 9:42 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.